Dr. Baliga here. This podcast is one in a series of 10 podcasts on medical ethics and professionalism from an outstanding chapter by Dr. C. Ronald McKenzie, who is Professor of Clinical Medicine and Medical Ethics at the Weill Medical Center of Cornell University. He was recently named the C. Ronald McKenzie Chair of Ethics and Medicine at the Hospital for Special Surgery, where he practices rheumatology, general internal medicine, and has provided perioperative care at this institution and at the New York Presbyterian Hospital for the last 30 years. By the end of these 10 podcasts, the listener should have a solid foundation in ethics and medical professionalism, and reading the chapter in the book, which is available at www.mastermedfacts.com, should set the candidate up for excellent performance in the internal medicine board review exam. Multiple choice question. Professional ethics centers on A, patients' rights and autonomy, B, practicing physician, C, sharing of decision-making capacity, D, quality of care, and E, the code of ethics. The answer is 4, B, practicing physician. Although the ideals of professionalism are generally articulated in a code of ethics, the focus of attention of professional ethics is the practicing physician. The contrasting domain of ethics, bioethics, focuses on patient rights and such principles as autonomy, while organizational ethics incorporates the practice promulgated by the quality movement. What is medical professionalism? Echoing the sentiments of Sir William Osler, the great Boston physician Francis Peabody is often quoted for his statement, "Medicine is not a trade to be learned, but a profession to be entered." Expanding the attitudes expressed by these iconic physicians, a comprehensive definition of professionalism as it pertains to contemporary medicine is that presented in the ethics manual of the American College of Physicians. The intent of the manual is to facilitate the process of ethical decision-making in clinical practice, teaching, and medical research to elucidate the role of the physician with colleagues and society. Four central components are featured: a specialized body of knowledge, the primacy of patients' interests, a code of ethics, and the capacity to self-regulate. The definition of medical professionalism: a medical profession is characterized by a specialized body of knowledge that its members must teach and expand, by a code of ethics and a duty of service that put the patient care above self-interest, and by the privilege of self-regulation granted by society. The recently revised sixth edition of this document reviews the span of issues that comprise contemporary medical ethics and professionalism and offers an extensive expansion over the previous edition of the 2005 manual, demonstrating the evolving nature of medical ethics. As such, all those involved in patient care, teaching and research should be familiar with its content. Several other concepts are relevant and deserve some elaboration. Medical ethics is based on a number of principles for which the positive duties, that is what one should do, are derived. The principles include beneficence, that is the duty to promote good and to act in the best interest of the patient and society. Non-malfeasance, the duty not to harm, the respect for patient autonomy, the duty to protect, indeed to promote, free choice according to patients' wishes, and justice, a reference to an equitable distribution of the life-enhancing opportunities that result in quality healthcare. Indeed, most of the ethical dilemmas faced by physicians arise as a consequence of the relative weight afforded to these principles and the conflicts that arise amongst them. While the American College of Physicians Ethics Manual provides an excellent overview of contemporary challenges, the elements of what constitutes medical ethics and professionalism can be examined in other ways. For the purposes of this podcast and chapter, the formulation of Arnold and Stern provides a useful approach to a deeper examination of the constituent elements of medical professionalism. While disagreement may exist concerning what constitutes ideal professional behavior, most would agree on the following foundational elements: clinical competence and fundamental knowledge, well-developed communication skills, and an understanding of the ethical underpinnings, including autonomy, beneficence, non-malfeasance, and justice, and legal influences bearing on the practice of medicine. This foundation is then supported by four aspirational principles or value statements distilled from the American Board of Internal Medicine's project Professionalism. These principles include excellence, humanism, accountability, and altruism. Fundamental to the concept of excellence is a lifelong commitment to the maintenance of competence in medical knowledge, cognitive and technical, not in the sense of a minimum standard, but rather, to use the term of Arnold and Stern, of the quintessence of excellence. Implied is a dedication to continuous quality improvement with the additional goal of avoiding and underuse of healthcare resources, that is, avoiding over and underuse of healthcare resources. The second principle, humanism, denotes a concern for humanity and subsumes such concepts and behaviors as a respect for persons, their rights, and their choices with regard to medical care. Also implied is the ability to express empathy and convey compassion to the sick and their families. These are backbone elements of the doctor-patient relationship. Accountability, or the taking of responsibility for one's actions, whether that be decision-making in medical care, the adherence to ethical principle, or to the acknowledgement of conflict of interest. And finally, altruism, a principle that connotes behavior designed to benefit others. Whether or not each of these considerations encompasses one's own conception of professionalism is a matter that sparks considerable discussion and disagreement. This podcast is one of a series of 10 podcasts derived from an outstanding chapter on ethics and professionalism by Dr. C. Ronald McKenzie, professor at Cornell University and rheumatologist. This chapter should provide a solid foundation to the reader interested in medical ethics and professionalism.